With the fate of campaign finance laws still up in the air, it's an open question how big a role soft money will play in the 2004 presidential campaign. Hard money, money that goes straight to a candidate's war chest, is another matter. News analyst Daniel Shore says the ability to fundraise is usually a pretty accurate predictor of a candidate's electability. But this time, he says, it's not likely to make or break the election.
Nothing like a favorite emerged from the South Carolina Democratic debate, but it was not expected that one would. The event was essentially a fashion show giving the press an early look at 2004 styles. Thus, David Broder of the Washington Post found Senator Bob Graham to be short on aggressive salesmanship and Senator Joe Lieberman clearly a grown-up. William Safire of the New York Times found Representative Dick Gephardt to be shining with his health proposal and Senator John Kerry failing to develop a rationale for his candidacy. But probably more important to the winnowing process than reviews by the critics is ability to raise money, which has become a leading indicator of a candidate's viability. Senator John Edwards became an instant contender when he raised slightly more than Senator Kerry with $7.4 million in the first quarter of the year. History teaches that in recent times, the candidate who raises the most money by the start of the election year wins the nomination. Money raising could be called the invisible primary, before Iowa, before New Hampshire. However, the identity of a Democratic contender may be less important to the outcome than external factors influencing the perception of the incumbent. The first of these is the economy. Incumbents generally lose in bad times. Hoover, Ford, Carter, Bush Sr. Whether the current sluggishness of the economy will continue until the election cannot, of course, be predicted. The second factor, especially since 9/11, which sent a shudder of apprehension through the country, is the perception of the incumbent as protector of the people. President Bush's image has soared since the successful invasion of Iraq and his war hero appearance on the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. But how long that will continue rests on factors beyond his control, whether Iraq goes sour, whether Al-Qaeda mounts another catastrophic terrorist act. In brief, the next election may depend less on how effective is the Democratic challenge than whether the voters feel the nation and the economy are in safe hands with the incumbent. This is Daniel Shore.